Food banks need dairy. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Milk is one of the most requested items at food banks, but also the least donated.
Over the last few weeks, we've all heard and seen the unfortunate situation where dairy farmers have had to dump their milk because restaurants and schools have closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. But large retailers and others are starting to get that milk to food banks across the country. Tracy True is manager of the Food and Nutrition Outreach Program for the Dairy Alliance.
We have been working with different suppliers to help them route food that would normally be lost in the supply chain into our food banks, and that includes milk. Working with food brokers who know of product that is on the market and they just don't have a home for it, we are helping food bank leadership get their hands on that product and to put it onto the plates of the folks who really need it most now.
Retailers like Kroger, the nation's largest supermarket chain, has just announced that they will be purchasing and donating 200,000 gallons of milk to food banks with Feeding America and other community organizations through August. And Tracy True says that would be a great gesture for others to consider as well, given that the demand on food banks has risen by as much as 40%.
I would say go on to the Feeding America website to find a food bank near you, or if you know of a local pantry in your community, reach out to them directly and just call and ask, what do you need from us? Can we donate food, and do you have refrigeration available for items like milk that are so very nutritious and requested by clients, but often not available?
Well, definitely a great idea to help those in need that are relying on our food banks and also helping our dairy farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.